live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. From the New York police raiding the house of a dead man a dozen times in 6 or 7 years, to whatever story you want to tell us. We had another guy call in talking about a SWAT team that raided a party that he was having and shot a dog to death in front of a teenager, as well as the rest of the family. Just horrifying stories. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss here. You talked about window tinting as well.
I want to tell my story, too. I want to finish telling my story about my raid.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Oh, really?
Well, how long ago? Oh, you mean the one you brought in to talk about?
Yeah.
I thought you meant you had a raid story, personally.
No.
We'll get to that, Johnny Ray, but we've got calls holding, and we're going to go to the phones first here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and you can call in on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We go to Chan in Boston. Chan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm Chan, and I read about you guys on Wiki, and I'm going to pretend to be a female caller, just for nothing other than encouraging the female to call in your show.
So you're calling tonight to encourage women to call Free Talk Live?
Yeah, because I got the idea when I read about Free Talk Live on Wiki.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you know, we also would like to encourage ladies to call into the show. Unfortunately, one of the realities for talk radio is that the majority of the audience tends to be male, so it's a little harder to get the ladies to call into the program, but it has been known to happen. Was there anything else that you wanted to share tonight, Chan?
Sure. Other than dropping that clue out there for women to call in, I just wanted to say that, just change the topic a little bit and just say that I like chickens. But
who doesn't?
Wait! I'm going to warn the audience that you watch everything with skepticism, because everyone say, "Oh, great chickens, great, just raise chicken and be independent and all that stuff." But you know, they never publish their failures.
Thanks for the call, Chan. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You know, what I think he's addressing here is that in the liberty movement, there's a certain large contingent that believes that you're going to have freedom by having sort of your own self-sufficient farm.
You've got some chickens.
I had chickens. And
you don't have them now?
No, I hate them.
Really?
Yeah, I really hated raising chickens.
Okay, so apparently everyone doesn't like chickens after all, I thought.
Well, I've got to say that raising chickens, it was nice to have farm fresh eggs, but honestly, a friend has chickens, and I can have farm fresh eggs that I can trade, money or, the stuff that we produce on our farm with them.
You don't have to deal with all the chicken stuff.
And you know, with chickens, I raise pigs. Pigs you get in May, and you take care of in December. So I like to say...
I take care of, you mean slaughter.
Yeah, kill them and slaughter them in December. I like to say that pigs are like a girlfriend, chickens are like a wife. The fact is with the chickens, you're constantly trying to make sure that the hens are, going to breed and brood so that you can have new chickens. Chickens are good for about 2 years as far as production goes, that kind of thing. You've got to feed them every day. Up here in New Hampshire, water freezes. I don't know if you're aware of this. So you've got to go make sure that the water is either chipped open or you have some kind of heating element in there.
They eat ants, don't they? How much do you have to feed them? Don't they dig up your yard? And
yes, they do dig up your yard. And all the spots as far as grass and that kind of thing, that's great. But when you have ornamental plants, for instance, your wife's trying to grow some peonies or whatever, they're going to go in and throw your annuals all over the yard while they dig for those bugs. You don't want to let them anywhere near your garden, so you have to have a fence up because they're just going to go make a mess in there and tear stuff to pieces. And, yeah, I mean, they have these things called chicken tractors, which is a big cage that you can kind of move around your yard so that they will fertilize and aerate your lawn. Those are great, but you do have to move them every single day and that kind of thing. So, chickens, you should do chickens if you like chickens. Don't do chickens because you think they bring freedom. I have...
You became enslaved to the chickens.
I have eaten completely agorist meals, and I have yet to see the state fall. It doesn't. I'm sorry. Making your own food is a freeing thing in that it makes you feel good, but it doesn't really do anything to monopolistic organizations that claim.
Of course not.
You know,
the state won't go away until people stop believing in it and stop obeying it.
And by the way, they call it I can't remember. Situation D or something like that, the economy that the underground economy that doesn't pay taxes around the world,
mm-hmm.
two-thirds.
Like Free Talk Live.
Well, no, I'm talking really about the underground economy,
okay.
People just sort of
drug dealers
doing business. I'm talking about around the world, Ian.
Okay.
The vast majority of people do not pay taxes on their interactions.
Heroic.
Well, they're not even asked to, because the vast majority of people don't live in the United States.
Hmm.
And they're not, you know, there's not a sales tax organization out there demanding these things. They live in other countries where they don't have the efficient government apparatus to collect these things. So I can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
You're telling me people in China don't pay taxes on labor?
I'm telling you that two-thirds
uh-huh.
of the money that changes hands in the world on a regular basis is not taxed.
Okay.
And therefore, my claim is agorism doesn't work.
At least to take down the state.
Yeah, not for that. I mean, now you can talk about other sort of outside the system activist stuff that certainly does
agorism
work.
Agorism is what now?
Agorism is the idea that you're going to replace the state by with free market alternatives.
By working underground, basically, and then, you know, kind of coming out from the underground and competing with the state and out-competing it and making it go away.
Right. And essentially what
it's
it
nice
means
vision.
To, what it means to most people is avoiding paying taxes by doing barter or mm-hmm. whatever, growing their own food. I don't pay any taxes on the food that we grow at our house. There's no doubt about it, unless you consider the property taxes that we've paid on on the property, which, of course, makes that lettuce very, very expensive. So I just don't see this as a viable solution. All the evidence is not a viable solution.
You mean agorism not a viable solution to ending the state?
No, I mean it's a viable solution if you want to grow food, you should grow food because you enjoy it and it's fun.
I think agorism is a viable thing for people to do to keep more money in their own pockets. I think that's a good thing to avoid government regulation and controls on business. To operate underground is a good thing there, but ultimately you got to come out from the shadows at some point. I mean, if the agorist belief is that they're going to outcompete the government, then they're going to need to come out from the shadows and, you know, actually compete. Bring out the agorist road crew. Where are they? You know, get out there. Oh, wait, actually, we've got a story about that.
Yeah, we do.
I'll get into that here in a little bit. We'll tell you what happens when people start making their own crosswalks in Tacoma, Washington. We got Ty on the line. He's in Tennessee via Skype. Hello, Ty.
Good evening, guys. Hey, I just heard on the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest podcast, a woman who called in, and she was embarrassed by feeling threatened around black people. She was being very honest and frank. You guys remember that conversation?
Yeah, I remember. That was a Saturday show, I think.
Sounds right.
Well, she thought she was being racist, even though it was unintended. It was like an involuntary response. Well, I just wanted to, hopefully she's listening, unconscious or subconscious discrimination feelings are just completely natural and should not be confused with racism. Racism is a dogmatic belief that some groups of people are inferior or superior to other groups of people. Now, being uncomfortable around people we feel are strange is actually completely natural. There have been scientific studies that have shown that people of one race really do have a hard time telling the difference between other people with other racial features. You know, so white people really do look alike to black people and vice versa. It's just the way the mind works. Now, her feeling threatened might be a little extreme, you know, but I think most people, I myself feel uncomfortable. I'm a white guy. If I'm in a room full of black people, I feel a little bit uncomfortable, even though I live in a city that has a very large black population.
Now, do the studies that you're talking about take in kind of societal factors of, you know, being raised around maybe racist parents or a racist grandfather or just experiencing a lot of that, you know, perhaps in media? Or is it, you know, taking into effect the fact that this sort of behavior exists elsewhere? If you want to comment further, Ty, you're welcome to. We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes. I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Sherry's Berries. Giant. Delicious. Premium strawberries dipped in chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They're beautiful, and they are as beautiful as they are delicious. I cannot speak highly enough of these berries. They are among the best things I've ever tasted in my life. You have to be kind of careful when consuming them because it's pretty easy to eat them all and not share one bit. You can order these Cherry's berries for your mother, and I'm certain she will love them. Because they are unique and delicious. They start at, an order is just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. Or you can double the berries for just $10 more. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner at berries.com and use my code. That's berries.com and use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, obviously. You'll be taken to a page, and there you can choose what sort of Cherry's berries you want to get, what you know, size and whatever it is that you want to get. They are delicious. Trust me, it's a good, safe Mother's Day gift, and she will love it. You can have them delivered on Mother's Day, around Mother's Day, whatever's best for you and your life. I know that shipping costs vary depending on the day you pick. So berries.com, microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in FTL. This deal expires on Friday at midnight, so make sure you order now.
All right, we got Ty on the line with us here in Tennessee. And Ty, you're calling about what you call unconscious discrimination versus racism. You're saying there's some studies that suggest that that it's natural for people to be afraid of others who are not like them physically.
I've heard about this as far as babies go, and I did made a conscious effort when Jack was young to have him be held by people of different ethnicities just to sort of counteract that. He and I have never had a conversation about ethnicity. He doesn't even I don't know. I'm not going to say he doesn't know what it is. He's never talked to me about it. He's never said, why is this person brown and have tight curly hair? Why is this person have straight, they never said it.
I suggest that a lot of this is coming from culture. A lot of this is coming from society. It is being communicated both overtly and maybe subtly by parents and television and things like that. I know that when I was in kindergarten, I mean, my best friend was black. I had no problem whatsoever interacting with the black kids at school. It didn't even faze me in any way, shape, or form. But I do remember being in my late teenage years visiting New Orleans and getting on a bus at like 11 o'clock at night to go back to my hotel, which is kind of on the outskirts and not a great part of town, and having the bus be full of black people. And I felt a little strange, but I thought that maybe I was feeling that way was because, well, I generally don't feel comfortable when I'm on buses because some undesirable characters, no matter what their color is, are on buses in my experience in life. And so I think that might have been a factor. Plus, I was in a new place, in a place I didn't know, and, you know, it was late at night.
There's always this question, sort of, do they not like me because of my color, too? There's this wall that's been driven between us here, and I don't know.
That didn't come to my mind, but I could see why someone would think that way because that's, you know, I think that's part of what's sort of imbued to some extent by popular culture. I don't know. What do you think about that, Ty?
Well, I think what I was really talking about on these studies is a factor called cross race effect, and it has more to do with like facial recognition. You know, the idea, the old adage that all white people look alike to black people and all black people look alike to white people. That is actually documented in these studies. But it is also a natural thing for people to be uncomfortable around strangeness, around things that they see as not exactly the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's just something that needs to be overcome. It's a matter of, I think the last time I called in, I was talking about raising to a higher level of consciousness. The idea that I think the way to overcome this is if you're in an uncomfortable situation, say you're in a room, you're not used to black people, you're a white person, you're not used to black people, and you're in a room with black people, smile and say hello. And most likely they're going to smile and say hello back.
Absolutely.
And that breaks the ice and everything's fine because we're all humans. We all think alike. Our emotions are all wired the same, you know, and it's just a matter of getting over that fear. I think it's the fear factor that you have to overcome. So yeah. I think
you're right. I think it's more of this unfamiliarity that you're around something that's unusual. And I think it certainly happens between age ranges as well. Like, you know, young kids kind of put on a tough demeanor, for instance, in a lot of cases. And they can appear intimidating. But, you know, in a lot of cases, you go up and talk to them. They're friendly as anybody else. There's just like a kind of an age gap in there. And I've experienced that. I've experienced some like hesitation in approaching certain groups posts on the streets, but I'll do it anyway. You know, there's a group of young people on the streets the other day here in Keene, and you know, there was a lot of them there, and I just decided to, you know, approach them anyway, and it went fine.
So
I just really – oh, go ahead.
Mike. I had this conversation in prison with – more than one black person, just sort of trying to flesh it out for myself. Why do I feel uncomfortable when I go certain places, not only in, you know, the real world, but in prison, you know, where there might be a bunch of black guys hanging out in a particular area, just, you know, posted up, as we would have called it. and, you know, why do I feel that way? What is that? And more than one time, most of the time that I had this conversation, and I'm, you know, usually when I'm having this conversation, I'm not having it with somebody I don't know at all. I'm mm-hmm. having it with somebody that I'm, you know, very familiar with, quite friendly with. The statement would be, shoot, I'm uncomfortable in those situations too. So, you know, it's for in that circumstance, in that particular circumstance, they were saying that they were uncomfortable being black people, uncomfortable about being being uncomfortable around groups of young black males. And I think that it's this mix, this cocktail of gender, age, and race that really has you know, made it very difficult for young black males to sort of integrate in many ways.
Well, right. I mean, if you were to walk into a room full of you know, tough dressed young people, whether they be black or white, versus say walking into a church, you know, a black church or a
yeah.
church, you know, that's going to be a different situation, right?
It's a different situation.
You're going to feel yeah. more or less comfortable depending on the circumstances. So yeah, I wanted to
assure her that she was not being racist by having those feelings, because racism is specifically feeling that one group of people is inferior or superior
yep.
to another.
I think that's
all it means.
It's not the definition, but at the same time, this is those feelings that she was feeling is one of the things that separates us. Now, also, you don't want to go walking in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time of day, you know, and deal with problems either. So it's kind of it's this weird sort of balancing act. How do I make myself open to other people that I'm, you know, may not be, you know, normally associate with? How do I do that without opening myself up to problems I'm just not interested in?
Right. The higher calling is to just increase the empathy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Good thoughts. 855, 450-FREE. We continue. Johnny Ray still got the story about this psychotic attorney who is after his wife, and we'll find out what is going on with that, because we barely scratched the surface earlier. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. On the way, the Agorist Road crew is being targeted in Tacoma, Washington.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste, and safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
You've heard of shinybadges.com if you've been listening to Free Talk Live any length of time, because we have that great jingle. Really, I love that jingle.
It's catchy.
Yeah, Hannah does such a great job with those jingles. But what you probably haven't heard of is their new causes tab. If you go to shinybadges.com, and you can see the tabs across the top there, you'll see the causes tab. Every time, every item there on that section under causes, a donation is made every time somebody buys a pin from shinybadges.com to different organizations that sort of make sense for them. So if you go with the anti-war pin, they donate to antiwar.com. The logo is it is antiwar.com's logo, basically.
Yep.
So they're an obvious choice for that. Muslims for Liberty pin donates to Muslims for Liberty. The Silk Road pin, which is just beautiful.
I want to get one.
Right. It donates to, well, it's not that difficult. You go to
I told Dobby I'm going to buy it from him in person at Borgfest.
I gotcha. It donates to the Russ Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund, Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie. Donates to the Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie, the Homeless Campaign 2014. So these are great causes. You just go to shinybadges.com, click on the causes tab, get yourself some quality Liberty products that not only start a conversation with your neighbors, but support the causes that you believe in. Plus, get a free gift. if you buy a Bitcoin.
The cool thing about the shiny badges, like their Bitcoin pin, for instance, maybe you've got a Bitcoin T-shirt. You can't wear that every day. Yeah. You can wear a pin as often as you please. You know, put it on as many outfits, or like I've got my Shire Society pin on my backpack. So wherever I go, I've got that with me.
Right.
Very cool. Shinybadges.com. We'll continue here. Your calls certainly welcome. In the last hour, we started a story that Johnny Ray had about an attorney who is crazy, apparently, and has been attempting to attack his wife. He's violent. She managed to escape, I believe, from their household.
Yeah, we hadn't gotten quite that far, okay. But she is. We have revealed that she is afraid for her life, and that the son of the couple is convinced that Mark Tootin, L.A. attorney, will kill his wife and family.
And there's a video of him slashing and stabbing and not a person, but destroying things in
a purse.
Home,
yeah,
coming at her violently.
Mm-hmm. Now, this story is from Pro Libertate or Pro Libertate, depending on whether you're saying it right or wrong. And I don't know which it is.
I believe the former is the correct pronunciation. I believe I've heard him pronounce it.
Okay, Pro Libertate. Yes,
Will Grigg.
Will Grigg. Continuing on, if, God forbid, Patrice's worst fears are consummated, L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy Julio Yova, or Julio Jove, depending on if you're Ian or Mark, Julio Yova should be prosecuted as an accomplice. Yova helped Mark track down the would-be victims, who had been relocated for her safety, and held her in jail while the estranged husband burgled her home.
Oh, my.
About 2 years ago, Patrice filed for divorce. In January, she obtained an order of protection and moved into a safe house in Orange County. According to Patrice's attorney, David Scharf, her husband reacted by threatening to have her arrested and promising that he would see her in jail. At daybreak on March 20th, Patrice was startled awake by an insistent pounding on the front door. When she answered, she was shoved aside by several deputies who, without permission or explanation, surged into her home with their guns drawn. Mm. The officer in charge of the thug scrum was Detective Yova, with whom Patrice had spoken 3 days earlier. Patrice had called Yova after learning that the detective was investigating her in connection with the alleged theft of items from her husband's car. Mark had violated the protective order by calling me to say I could get some things belonging to Jonathan, the couple's 23-year-old son, from his car, Patrice explained to me. After we retrieved my son's belongings, I found out that Detective Yova was investigating me for some reason. Detective Yova later claimed that he was investigating the theft of several items from Mark's car. The March 20th raid was conducted pursuant to a Ramey warrant.
So just to clarify, the lawyer calls his ex-wife, tells her that she can get items from his car.
Yes.
She goes and
does
that.
Against the restraining order, he should have called her.
He violates the order. He shouldn't have called her. She then goes to retrieve these items, and now the cop, who's his buddy, is investigating her for stealing things from the car.
Yes.
Sounds like a setup to me.
Yes. Detective Yova later claimed that he was investigating the theft of several items from Mark's car. The March 20th raid was conducted pursuant to a Ramey warrant, which indicates that Yova was already planning to arrest Patrice when she contacted him 3 days earlier. If he had legitimate suspicions about Patrice, he neglected an opportunity to clear the case without further trouble by talking with a cooperative suspect. Instead, Yova told me that he had no questions to ask and no information he could give me, Patrice recalled to me in a phone interview. I also let him know about the protective order against Mark, who was stalking and harassing me. Under the terms of that order, Mark was not permitted to call me, and he wasn't allowed to know where I was living. And I explained that to Yova. I also gave him the name of other law enforcement officers who had been in contact with us and knew the details of our situation. I explained all of this to him just a few days before the cops raided my home at daybreak, supposedly in search of property that had been stolen from Mark. Shall I continue?
You shall.
It's a long article, Ian, but there's a little more information about Deputy Yova that is very illuminating.
Okay, very good.
That comes a bit later. The property in question consisted of two laptop computers that had been purchased with family funds and would be considered the family's community property under California law, since the divorce has not been finalized. Patrice believes that Mark wanted access to information on the laptop computers dealing with alleged sexual and financial misconduct, which would play a significant role in divorce proceedings. It comes out later that that misconduct is on Mark's part, not the wife's part.
Yeah, she's got info on him that's going to come out in the divorce proceedings that she can then use to, you know, get whatever sort of ruling she wants to get, the kids, money, whatever it you know, comes out as, and you know how ugly these things get.
However, Mark didn't know Patrice's passwords, and since she was living in an undisclosed location, he had no way of getting them from her. By inviting Patrice to collect the laptop computers and then reporting them as stolen, Mark effectively enlisted Detective Yova and his comrades as accomplices in a home invasion robbery. The confiscated property wasn't turned over to the magistrate's office as required by law. Instead, the laptops were handed to Mark along with an Apple desktop computer that Patrice had purchased by herself.
Wow, so after the raid, they turned it over to the husband illegally.
Yes.
Okay.
After seizing my client's property under the claim of a warrant, Deputy Yova took her computer and her other property and immediately gave it to Mark Tootin, recalled attorney David Scharf in a detailed letter to the district attorney's office. Releasing property that has been obtained under a search warrant is a blatant violation of the law. The same is true of Yova's refusal to provide the search warrant and the return when Scharf filed a formal request for those documents.
Wow.
After the police invaded her home, Patrice offered documentation proving legal ownership of the supposedly stolen computers to no avail. Yova and his comrades weren't there to solve a crime, but rather to commit one.
Right.
In front of my 14-year-old...
More than one, apparently.
In front of my 14-year-old daughter, these deputies pushed me, handcuffed me, and verbally abused me, Patrice told me. They had no justification for this, and they knew it. They also knew about my health problems. She suffers from lupus and coronary artery disease. But this didn't make any difference. They took me to the hospital, then dragged me off to jail. Despite the burden of her parents' impending divorce, Patrice's daughter Natalie has maintained a 4.0 GPA in her high school. The illegal confiscation of the Apple desktop computer by armed government workers placed her academic life in jeopardy. Natalie explained in a letter to Detective Yova because it contained all of my school assignments, essays, and notes.
You know, when I was in school, computers were a novelty. they didn't play any role in us doing our homework or anything like that. I would imagine that's entirely different now.
Not content to confiscate Natalie's schoolwork, the intruders attempted to do essentially the same thing to her. One of them led the 14-year-old to a waiting vehicle and told her that she would be in the company of a social worker. The driver was actually Mark's girlfriend, who was a complete stranger to both Natalie and her mother.
Wow. All right, we'll come back with the remainder and your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live in moments.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about some pretty outrageous police behavior. In this case, it's the police combined with an attorney, a crazy psychotic attorney, who is his wife, or who is going to at some point be his ex-wife. The divorce is proceeding. She thinks he's trying to kill her. In fact, she was given a safe house in which to stay, and the psychotic husband managed to ascertain her whereabouts with the assistance of one sheriff's deputy, who then that same sheriff's deputy then proceeded to assist this crazed lawyer by raiding the woman's home and stealing her computers. We'll continue the rest of the story here in moments.
I get BuzzBox coffee delivered to me on a regular basis. It comes right to my mailbox, and it makes my coffee buying experience that much easier. I posted things on Facebook about BuzzBox, and I've seen more than one comment that says they love the taste of BuzzBox, and they'll never go back. You can get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, BuzzBox is high-end, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's shade-grown. It's delicious, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. Nothing unusual there, right? Well, it is kind of unusual that it's shade-grown, because I don't think you're going to be able to find that in your grocery store. But you may be able to find it in your grocery store. But you certainly can find it online. One thing that you can't find is you can't find a coffee company that cares as much about people as BuzzBox does. BuzzBox makes it easy for people to join their coffee production co-op. They provide loans so that families can have their lives changed and grow this sustainable crop where they are. Because since it's shade grown, it is sustainable. It doesn't wash away the topsoil like Robusto beans do. And also, they allow their partners, like Free Talk Live, to be able to give out microloans. For every 10 people that sign up to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, after you get your free pound, you'll have to pay the shipping on that free pound, but and sign up for the subscription. You can cancel the subscription anytime. You get your pound, cancel the subscription. It's cool. But for every 10 people that do get their coffee there, we are able to give out another microloan to somebody around the world who is going to have their life changed. Their family is going to be on the road to prosperity. They're going to get the hand up that they need, not some other hand out. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and change somebody's life by changing your coffee brand. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue with the story from William Norman Gregg at Pro Libertate.
And I've got to say, I love William Norman Gregg as an author. I think that many times his articles are somewhat too loquacious.
They're exhaustive.
They really are.
But he does a lot of research. I mean, he did the interview of this woman here in this article. So, I mean, this is an original report.
And he also, he's a professional blogger. He makes his money from his blog. You can donate right there. And by the way, his wife's got some health problems. So I've got to say, I donate to William Norman Gregg because I love his work. Consider, if you are a person that reads his stuff, consider reading his stuff. Yep. Pro Libertate. If you are a person who reads this stuff, consider, dropping a little something in the change jar there.
Good idea. Let's continue, Johnny Ray. Where are we at?
Natalie, their daughter, has been taken to a car with a strange woman, told she's a social worker. She is the girlfriend of the attorney, Mark Tootin. I was given sole custody of Natalie. This is Patrice. I was given sole custody of Natalie, and the order of protection specified that Mark was to have no contact with either of us, Patrice observed. He hadn't paid us a single dollar in child support and was facing both disbarment and contempt of court. Yet after Yova arrested me, he tried to turn my daughter over to her abusive father, as well as giving him my address and a huge amount of confidential information he was not legally entitled to have.
Not only that, he apparently brought the computers that he stole from her to the husband, to the lawyer.
Yes, instead of
to the evidence locker or whatever.
Natalie, the daughter, returned to the safe house where she stayed with her adult brother until Patrice was released from jail. Once she was home, Natalie noticed that the doors had been left open. A quick inventory of the family's belongings revealed that someone had taken a black book containing Patrice's computer passwords.
Oh, no.
As well as two large binders filled with receipts, financial records, and other materials that had been gathered for divorce hearings. The raid happened on a Thursday morning. Patrice was able to arrange bail by late that afternoon, yet she was held without necessity or justification for more than 3 days.
I already on bail, but still being held. Nice.
They're just processing the paperwork, Mark. It takes a little while.
Yeah.
They're bureaucrats. Cut them a break.
No charges against Patrice were ever formally filed. The purpose of arresting her was simply to get her out of the house long enough for her husband to carry out a black bag job.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
The cops took the computers that he couldn't get into previously. He then entered the house, took the black book with the passwords, and then could get into the computers.
Sharp concludes that while Patrice was held in custody, despite posting bail, her husband, who was forbidden to have any contact with her, gained access to her home and stole the black book and the two binders.
The cops left it open.
Containing documentary evidence obtained by Patrice, proving Mark was actively hiding assets intended for use in the final divorce trial.
I bet he walked right up and the door was open.
And this is all it takes, because now the evidence is gone, and whatever her case is destroyed. I mean, this is all he had to do. The daughter and threatening this woman, that's all superfluous stuff. If this was just the only thing that was done in this case, it would still be incredibly egregious.
No one else on earth would have any interest in these items, and only Mark would know that there would be no one at the residence while Patrice was being arrested. It is significant to note that for no apparent reason, Yova deactivated the security camera recording system installed by Patrice before she was taken to jail.
Suspicious.
Yova arrested Patrice without cause, confiscated her property, and illegally transferred it to her ex-husband, facilitated the near kidnapping of her teenage daughter, disabled her home security, and then prolonged her unwarranted detention to allow her ex-husband to steal critical evidence in a civil case. Yova did this in knowing violation of a protective order, acting outside his jurisdiction to aid and abet a man regarded as an immediate and potentially lethal threat to his wife and children. As Sheriff pointed out in his letter to the Los Angeles DA's office, Patrice would have been able to protect herself were it not for the intervention of Detective Yova. The simple fact is that Patrice Tooten's life is in danger, and Yova has been facilitating a stalker with his violations of law and perjury.
So what have they done to this officer? That's what I want to know.
I bet you nothing, but maybe we'll find out.
Accusations of sexual and financial misconduct are typical in divorce cases, and it's hardly unheard of for one deeply alienated spouse to obtain a protective order by falsely accusing the other of harboring violent intentions. The fears expressed by Patrice, her son Jonathan, and her best friend were considered plausible by the judge who issued the protective order.
Considering they had a video footage of this guy being psycho, right?
Right. While that isn't a particularly challenging hurdle to cross, it does suggest that the wisest course of action would have been for Patrice and her daughter to be left unmolested in their safe house until the divorce was finalized. The husband in this dispute, however, enjoyed the advantage of impunity by proxy. That is, he was able to persuade police officers to commit illegal acts under the color of law. Detective Yova was in a position to help because he has literally gotten away with murder.
Oh, boy. All right.
In October 2010, Detective Yova shot and killed a 20-year-old man named Jonathan Cuevas, who had been jaywalking across a street on Long Beach Boulevard in Linwood. Yova rolled up to Cuevas and several friends and flashed a spotlight on them. Cuevas, who was not a criminal suspect, bolted. A video provided by a security camera shows Yova shooting several times at the fleeing man, who falls to the ground and is dispatched execution style once the officer reaches him.
Wow. Shot to death for jaywalking.
Jeez.
Shot because he ran away.
Insane.
Well, it's supposed to indicate some level of guilt, but I don't know that it indicates guilt of a felony.
No, certainly not. I wouldn't think so. I mean, it's just, you really did ramp this up, Joni Ray. I mean, that's, wow.
Yeah,
right.
the story goes on to describe Yova's descriptions of the jaywalker, and how when he was writhing in pain, that was translated into aggressively shifting his shoulders or something on the ground. And
he had been shot again on the ground?
He had been shot. I don't know how many times he was shot. There were several shots fired before he went down.
Well, if he's running away, it's unlikely that he's... it's difficult to...
I suspect he was shot once. He went down. He says, "You effing shot me." He's writhing in agony on the ground.
And, yeah, that sounds like a threat.
Yova dispatches him execution style. I haven't watched the film, but it's available. There's a link in the article.
All right, we'll come back with more. There is more to the story.
A little bit more.
Because this guy shot this guy, and why does he owe this lawyer a favor? We'll come back with more in moments. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because this cop, he does seem to be sticking his neck out quite a ways for this this attorney. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up. You can take control of the airwaves.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing.
Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.